Pitkin County officials are working to connect Carbondale to Crested Butte with a multi-use trail that would run through the Crystal Valley. Open Space and Trails staff has a draft plan in the works, and it goes far beyond the trail route. The county's Open Space Board and commissioners will review that document at a joint meeting today. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy has been following the progress and is here with an update. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Carolyn.
So what's in the plan?
Well, it's a really extensive document. It's 270 pages long. It covers everything from the history of the valley to the route that the trail might ultimately take. There are plans in there for habitat improvement projects in places like Philoha Meadows and Redwind Point, which are both open space properties with high-quality wildlife habitat. There are projects to restore some riparian areas along the Crystal River, and open space staff plans to monitor sensitive wildlife in that corridor, including bighorn sheep, elk, and raptors. They also have indicated that they'll spend money on studies to understand things like noxious weeds that are moving into some areas of the valley, and on education and outreach to be sure that people are good stewards of these public lands. Much of this stems from concerns that Open Space and Trails staff heard during the public outreach process as they worked to put this document together. So many people commented that they want to be sure that wildlife is protected as staff plans this trail, and some are really concerned that a trail might impact sensitive wildlife like the bighorn sheep, whose numbers are already declining in this valley.
Sounds like they've done a lot to already mitigate that problem. How might this trail impact wildlife?
Yeah, so Open Space staff says they've based their recommendations for each segment on environmental studies, engineering cost, and also public comments. I spoke with Gary Tenenbaum, who's director of Open Space and Trails. He told me they've analyzed any ecological impacts extensively, and they feel confident that they can manage effectively to mitigate the impacts through things like seasonal closures and the habitat improvement projects that I mentioned. But there are still some people and organizations who are concerned about potential impacts.
So what concerns or issues are still out there?
Well, the most vocal group who's showing concern about this project is Wilderness Workshop. I spoke with Will Rausch, who's their conservation director, and he praised a lot of the plans for habitat improvements and wildlife monitoring, but he says there are still some sticking points on the route that county staff is recommending.
It's kind of a mixed bag. In several places, they made some decisions that we think were really ecologically minded. And then in some others, you know, we think that they chose an alignment that's less friendly to wildlife.
He acknowledges there that much of the route is totally fine. So what are the specific concerns?
Yeah, there are places where Rausch and others wish that Open Space was taking more precautions. Not necessarily always that the science shows a trail would do damage, but just that it's close to sensitive wildlife habitat and they'd like to see more caution. So Rausch mentioned a few key areas, including Redwind Point, which is open space land, and the base of McClure Pass, among others. So, for example, near the base of McClure Pass, Rausch says there are big chunks of unfragmented habitat, basically untouched land. But there is currently a trail there. And when I spoke with Gary Tenenbaum, he pointed out that the trail does fragment the habitat, and that trail is actually an old road. But still, Rausch is concerned that an improved trail through there would mean more use and more stress on wildlife.
So what comes out of the meeting today? Is this the day that they approve the plan and begin work maybe afterwards?
Well, the commissioners might agree today to move forward with the public process. That would be releasing the draft plan for public comment. It looks like they may take another meeting to review the document before that happens. Once it's released for public comment, it's still a long process. This is a 20-year plan.
Wow.
That's because of the costs and the complexity. So Open Space and Trails has put together a tentative timeline that phases in the work. They plan to start kind of at the top of McClure Pass with that final segment that would connect to the work that's happening on the Gunnison side of the pass. That would be a single track trail going over McClure Pass. And that work could start in 2020. But again, there's a really long process ahead. This stretch involves U.S. Forest Service land as well. So that means more permitting, more public process to come.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Anytime.
Elizabeth Stewart-Severy covers environmental issues for Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Heldman.